part of this show.
Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, Kicking Out, a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast, our AEW Revolution 2026 prediction show, starting a little later than we were supposed to. Blame me. It's my fault. It's the champ's
it's
fault.
It's always your fault.
It's the KLP Predictions Champion's fault. But hey, we're all here. We're all here.
Hey, where's that belt?
Jericho. Well, that's why we're late, because, you know, Jericho's dumbass over here was trying to find the belt that he lost at,
Outback?
No, Cracker Barrel.
Oh, it was a Cracker Barrel? I thought it was
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah, it was Longhorn. I knew it was a
steakhouse. No, you lost it at Cracker Barrel.
Nice try. I did not. No.
No, he lost it at Target.
Well, yeah, that he did.
No, still do not have it in possession. It's been a hell of a week. Let's just put it that way.
Always some excuse from Tanner.
You know, Tanner.
Always some excuse from Paul when he's saving, getting last.
Oh, that's because I suck. I mean, hey, but you know what? I think.
Hold on. Play this. Play it. He said he sucks, so no. Play it. Play it.
That's play it. Too early.
Oh, come on. That was he set it up on a tee for you, Tanner.
No, I was waiting for something else.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Paul.
I know what not to say tonight. Don't worry.
I'll be nice for the rest.
By the way, I am rocking some KOP merch, unlike you two jackalopes.
I got some more on the way, so.
Yeah,
it's about time.
In the mail. About time. I just bought a green KOP NWO-inspired shirt a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Paul.
Sorry.
Hey, Shep, how you doing?
I am loving life. What a great Friday afternoon. USA's beating Canada 1-0 right now. We got bases loaded. I mean, you're not supposed to see that because of copyright shit. I don't want to get Tanner thrown in jail. But I'd at least put 50 bucks in his commissary, because he likes big meat, sweaty men.
I do not.
Oh, again, you should have. I teed it up for you again.
You got the wrong co-host there, Shep.
Hey, Paul, I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks. It's good to see you, brother.
It is good to see you,
Paul. Yeah. How was your vacation?
Fucking cold. Fucking cold.
I know it was cold. That's why I said it.
Yeah, fucking 38 degrees every morning on the range. This body is not built for 38 degrees and try to do physical activity. I'm just telling you right now. Okay.
That body is not built to do physical activity, period.
Oh, ask Mama Wayne.
We got some comments. We got Isaac in the house. Hey, guys, happy Friday. Happy Friday.
What's
up, back
Isaac?
Steffi's in the house. Said, hey guys, no Majin. I did know. Majin let us know on Twitter that he wasn't gonna be in. And Potato Chips 1122, three cheers for main event Shep. He's in great shape.
I like potato chips. I'm pretty sure I know who that is, but yes, I do love potato chips.
I think that's just gonna be clipped now too. I love potato chips.
I love potato chips. Who doesn't love potato chips? If you don't love potato chips, you're not American.
True. Can't hey, other countries love potato chips too?
Okay, quick. What's your favorite potato chip, Tanner?
I like barbecue potato chips.
Okay, Paul.
If it's a baked chip, I'd say the original, but otherwise, like sour cream and onion is a good one.
Oh, that's my top three. That's definitely top three. I'm on the fence. I'm a Ruffles. sour cream and cheddar, or Lay's salt and vinegar. Either one of those.
Yeah, I can't do the salt and vinegar.
Either one of those is the goat.
Isaac said Canada likes chips too. Yeah, you guys like those all dressed chips though, or the ketchup chips.
You guys call fucking ham bacon up there.
That's true.
Hey, Tanner. Yes. Hey, Tanner.
Yes, sir.
Look where I'm pointing.
You're pointing up.
What's right by my head?
I don't know. Your finger goes blurry in the background.
Yeah, everything's blurred.
There's a big black box right beside my head.
On the other side.
On the other side.
Goofball.
Yeah. Not on my side. It's right here.
No, it's not. Do it on the other shoulder.
Okay, right here.
There we go. Yes. Kicking Out Podcast is part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. Follow the boys, all social media platforms. And if you want to become part of the Discord, hit that DM. They'll get you into Discord where we talk AEW, WWE, TNA, AAA, indies, video games, sports, memes, a little bit of everything. It's a great time.
Big meaty men. There you go.
Oh, big meaty men. Oh, big meaty men slapping each other. Oh.
Sport. You're a good sport.
Steffi, I am ready for Vegas. I started watching Vegas last night where Kyle Larson won the opening night of High Limit Sprint Car Racing, just to let you know. And I believe he's racing there again tonight. Starts at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So Kyle Larson will run quadruple duty, two nights in a sprint car. I believe he's doing the Xfinity race, and then he is also doing the Cup race on Sunday. So Kyle Larson, quadruple duty, checking in for Steffi. There you guys.
And catch up on the potato chip comments. Isaac says sour cream ruffles, potato chips 1122s dressed all over in zesty Mordant.
Not a clue.
And Steffi says salt and vinegar by Lay's.
Hey, potato chips, you can shove that shit up your ass.
That comment was Kyle Larson sucks at driving race cars. So
unfortunately, he's the best driver in the world right now in any discipline. You put him in anything, he's gonna fucking win. So
there you go.
You know what? I was having a really good day. Don't get me fired up over dumb shit like that tonight.
Anyway, hey, if you happen to be in the Kosciuszko County area tomorrow night, you can swing over to the Kosciuszko County Fairgrounds and check out FWF, Funkified Wrestling Federation, as they've got a show going on. If you want more information, send us a DM. I'll send you all the great details about it and tell you how you can get in the door. Some good old indie wrestling.
What do they charge? What do they charge at that show at the door, Paul?
$15.
Yeah, that's a great value.
That is. I mean, it if you were gonna go travel to Fort Wayne, say in the end of May, you'd have to add a couple zeros to that to get in the door.
That is true. But if you think about it, it's a family friendly show. $15. It's cheaper than taking the family out to the movies. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I definitely know who Potato Chip
won. Yep, so do I.
I got a good.
Yeah, angry fucking little short elf. Anyways.
That's mean, man. That's mean.
He's a little angry short elf. He wears sunglasses inside. So.
I don't judge Potato Chips. I don't judge.
Neither do I.
All right. We ready to get into these predictions? We got 10 main card matches to go over. There are 3 zero-hour matches. Not predicting those, even though Shep's boy is in one of them. Boom!
Boom, boom!
Both your boys, him and QT.
I like QT. I think if QT is done right, QT could be a hell of a heel.
He's a good ring worker.
But they bury him with the fucking Costco boys. Whatever. It is what it is.
Isaac Jackson, what are we drinking tonight? Cut Water Margarita over here. I just got a nice old tall boy Coors Light.
Cut Water. Isn't Cut Water like
12%.
Yeah, those babies are 12%. They'll get you.
Jeez, look at Eisen go.
What's up, Chuck? You got over there?
I hope you have form. I'm just drinking water.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This might be my second kettle of the night.
Second kettle Mountain Dew? Since what? 8 o'clock? Yes.
Mountain Dew. Get your Mountain Dew ball. Paul. Mountain Dew Paul t-shirt at kickingoutshop.com.
Hey, I was trying to sell those earlier.
Ugh. Stevie's got grapefruit beer.
I can't do anything grapefruit.
No, my wife drinks grapefruit beer.
I do not like grapefruit anything. Ugh. Potato chips on that kettle and soda with lemons. All right.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. He's not. He's not. He drinks beer with a shot of Peach Crown on the side.
Huh. Could be worse.
You know what? At least he's going to be well energized because he buys a lot of Alani's. So,
yes. Well, the funny part is the last time that dude drank kettle and soda, he tried to punch somebody up against the wall and he whiffed so bad he even missed the wall. That was a fun night.
All right. Well, Chef prediction. You lead us off. What match are we starting with?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
No, the other guy named Shep.
Not up. I'm not in the mood tonight, Paul. All right. Let's do one that I think you guys are going to be on the fence. I'm on the fence. So let's go with the Women's Tag Team Championship. Babes of Wrath versus Megan Bain and Alina Cross.
I am not on the fence on this one, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale defending against Alina Cross and Megan Bain, the new Mega Bad with Penelope Ford on the shelf. It will be – I love it that Alina and Willow, they're going two matches that night, because on the pre-show, yes, they're fighting for the TBS title. It's awesome.
And I'll give you my prediction first. I think Willow wins in 0 hour, but I believe it's time for a title change to elevate these women's belts. I got Megan Bain and Alina Cross for 1 point.
1-pointer.
Okay.
Paul.
All right. I scarily enough agree with Shep on this. When you have your champion going twice in one night, it's known that you're going to drop one title or the other, and she does well with the TBS over these tag titles. So I've got Megan Bain and Alina Cross picking up the win, and I've got 5 points on this one.
Got 5 on it. All right. And we are 3 for 3 thinking the women's tag team titles are going to change hands. I agree with Shep. Willow defends the TBS title successfully, 0 hour. Then we get a title switch here. Mega Bang lead across for 3 confident points.
Okay.
I still think this was supposed to happen the night Penelope got hurt and they pivoted.
Yes. Yes.
So
I think that's exactly what we were going to see.
All of a sudden, now I want Babes of Wrath to win.
Right. Right. All right. Now, Paul, we'll just go counterclockwise here.
All right. Let's keep it in tag, but let's go trios and go the Don Callis family against Mystico and Jet Speed.
So one of two trios matches we're getting for the night. This one, yes, though, with the for the titles. Yes, the Callis family, Okada, Fletcher, and Mark Davis versus Mystico, Kevin Knight, and Speedball Mike Bailey.
And I thought long and hard on this one. And this goes back to what you two have talked about over the last couple weeks.
And well, you love Tanner, a Mark Davis and big meaty men? No, okay. Okay.
And Tanner, you and I even talked about this when Shep was on vacation, and that's this whole double champ thing. But I think the Don Callis family is going to pick this up, and they're going to retain for 3.
I hate the double champions. It's like I'm like a broken record every week. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Takes away from the other titles, but.
But Okada's title means so little at this point that I don't even at this time qualify him as a double champion. So,
okay.
I know it's stupid, but
I don't see them dropping Hangman, picking up Mystico, and then all of a sudden taking the belts back.
The Mystico, what do they call him? Like the trio specialty? Yeah. Like he's yeah.
So I didn't find much into that, him adding to the team. And then if all of a sudden he's the one that makes him win it, then it makes Hangman look bad. So you're not going to make your main event guy look bad, yada, yada, yada. Don Callis' family retained for 8 points.
Eight.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. Shep
loves himself some Don Callis, especially when he was Cyrus the Virus, like we talked about last week.
Best scar in the game, baby.
Yeah. I am also going Don Callis' family. I'm going for 5. Hate the double champion stuff, but they just want it. They're not going to take him off a week later. Don't see that happening. Catching up on some comments. Andy in the chat said, what up? What's going on? Andy said, just watching the SmackDown and this show.
I'm sorry.
And he said,
for the SmackDown part.
Barbecue ranch potato chips. His favorite.
Barbecue ranch. I don't know if I've ever had barbecue ranch.
Okay.
Interesting.
What brand, Andy, is barbecue ranch?
Unless he was saying he likes barbecue and ranch, but it says barbecue ranch. There was no and there, so.
Maybe he likes to dip the barbecue in the ranch.
Could be.
There you go.
Could be. So far, we are agreeing with the results, 2 for 2 for matches. But let's go to the other trios match. This one was just added. I think this was the most recently added match. We got Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy, and their new stablemate, Roderick Strong, which I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought they did that really well. Against the Dogs, Clark Connors, Gabe Kidd, and David Finley. If I could get the dang graphic to pull up here.
David Finley didn't hold any words back in interviews this week, did he?
He did not.
No.
And that was hilarious that when he was doing that interview with Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, his camera would not focus on him. It was going all over the room. It was pretty hysterical. But, yeah, he said he did not – never made money with his brother or his dad, but he's made stacks with these guys, so it wasn't a hard decision for him.
Yeah, love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got the Dogs in this one. I think – I can see it going both ways. I really could. But I think you don't sign these three and then have them lose their first big match as a stable. You got to give them some credibility, especially as a heel faction. But I only got them for one. Because I've thought that in the past, and then TK pulls a fast one, and like we have an OG team win. But I got the Dogs for one.
I agree with everything you say until you got to the points.
Fair.
And then after what we saw Wednesday with Roderick Strong turning against the Dogs and kind of getting the upper hand, you know, just makes me feel that come the pay-per-view, the Dogs are now going to have the upper hand. I like them a little bit better than you. I got the Dogs for 7.
7. I like it. Some heavy hitters.
Okay. Now, Roderick's never been one of my favorite guys. He's just always been a bland character, but didn't he just, you know, walk out on Orange Cassidy not too long ago?
Yeah. And that was the story. See? Now he's with them now. Yeah.
But I agree with you two on everything else, again, except the confidence points. And apparently I like these boys a little more than you guys because I've got the Dogs for 10.
10. Ooh.
There you go.
4-4-4-4 life. I like it. Back to Shep.
Let's keep some another one that I'm on the fence about. John Moxley against Takeshita.
John Moxley against Takeshita. This could be such a hard-hitting match.
Oh, it is. And no is time
gonna,
limit. I love this.
Is it going to be a bloodbath or strong style? Or
I think both? Strong style. I'm not going. I'm actually saying neither guy bleeds.
Why? I think there'll be a blood John on this Moxley show. Match yeah, with no blood?
I think there'll be blood in this show, but in different Whoa. Matches. Well, of course, we're going to get blood in the main event, but.
Well, yeah, I'd hope so.
Oh, I'd hope, yeah, right.
I think they are pushing the Death Riders to the moon here in the last 3 weeks. With Mox opening the last 3 or 4 weeks, he opens the show and puts on a 20-minute banger. I love Takeshi. I've loved him since he's even before he was with the Don Callis family. He could be the future of Japan wrestling and AEW. But I don't see them taking this off of Mox yet because of what he's done the last couple weeks. He's gone through some really big luchadors. Now he takes on the Don Callis family. I have a hard time picking him because I think we need a belt on Takeshina. But I got Mox for 4 points.
Four. Paul?
Wow. Sadly, I agree with literally everything you said, down to the points. So that sucks. I think Takeshina will have this belt, but not yet. He's got to leave the Don Callis family first. And then he'll challenge Mox again. He'll get it. And then we'll get what we've been calling for, him and Okada for both titles. They'll unify him again and then break him up again. But yeah, Mox for four on this one.
Well, you just brought up, I love the point Shep brought up about, you know, Death Riders getting a push. Mox has been good with this title. He's been kind of the workhorse. He's been good for the title. But I've been saying it for weeks that I think Takeshi's going to win this belt, go against Okada, then they're going to unify it. You know, we saw that part where Kyle's like, we're going to win all the gold. And Okada didn't like the idea of Takeshi winning. So I could see Takeshi coming in, or Okada coming in interfering in this match. But I'm sticking to my guns. I've been burnt in the past when I change my gut feeling. So I'm going Takeshita, but for two comped up points.
Okay.
This could be the deciding match, boys. Possibly. So catching up on some comments here. Isaac, love that interview with John Renee. He's just a pillar in AEW. Agree 100%. I love when Renee and John interact. It's really good. Sean Martin, the no time limit is to get you to stop clock watching. And Andy said he's going John Moxley 35 minutes. And Potato Chip said John Mosley, more like John Mox, and rest in peace, JVDB.
Wow. I can't believe you put that on the screen. Anyways,
yeah,
I think it's your pick, Paul.
Yep.
a match I'm interested in, and I want to see what you guys have to say on this one. So let's go Brody King and Swerve Strickland.
Who's the most dangerous man in AEW?
But see, here's the problem. It's a regular match. How are you going to determine who's the most dangerous when you have no hardcore aspect to it? I mean, you get to see some stuff, but both of these men can go. But there's too much of a push on Swerve right now to lose to Brody. So I've got Swerve for six. I don't think this is Brody's time. We saw him in the title picture not too long ago. Yeah, they're trying to strike while the iron's hot with Brody, but I think it's already starting to cool off with Brody. So having him win here wouldn't do him any favors.
Yeah, I think Brody's hot with the crowd right now, but Swerve's always hot with the crowd. I mean, they were even doing Who's House, Swerve's House the other night from San Jose. I think he's too wrapped up with the title picture to take a loss. I'm taking Swerve for eight.
Ooh, okay.
I agree. Swerve's in a way better position right now than Brody is. I know Brody got a little push there once him and Bandido split. And I like him as a singles guy. But not against Swerve, who I'd put in the top four of the company right now. And with this kind of title, the most dangerous man, kind of like you compare it to UFC, it's the BMF title, the baddest motherfucker. So I got Swerve for this one, and I got them all. I got all 10 on them.
All 10.
Swerve. All right.
Sean Martin says Brody wins because of Omega. That did cross my mind.
I thought about that too. But I also thought about the name right there, Buddy Matthews.
Stephen Chambers says, what if Buddy Matthews shows up after Swerve praising Buddy on an interview? Swerve did praise Buddy this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time he comes back.
Yeah.
And he keeps posting stuff on social mm-hmm. media about his workouts. And the dude looks better than he did when he got injured. Just don't, you know, hop off the second rope.
Yeah, we're going to get at least one, if not multiple returns this pay-per-view, I think.
Oh, it's time. It's time.
Yep. 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 So this should be a good hit, hard-hitting match, though, and I think somebody will bleed in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, Paul.
I just picked.
Oh, you just picked.
God, pay attention.
I knew that. Oh, well, let's go with Brody's tag team partner. They're still together, but we just haven't seen them. Team Bandido facing Andrade El Idolo. No stip on this match, just what should be a good match. Bandido grew up idolizing and watching Andrade. Now he gets to face him. I think Andrade's got too much of a push going on to lose. I think it'll be a really good match. It could be a potential show-stealing match, but I got Andrade for 9.
Okay.
Wow. This is literally going to come down to one match, you guys. I agree with everything Tanner says. I think this match is a possible show stealer. I think this match goes well into 30 minutes. Andrade for 9.
Wow.
Well, just, I'm looking on the paper. You have 9 left, Paul.
I agree with everything that you guys have said, except the confidence points. I do not have that much faith in Andrade, only because there's somebody that I have a little bit more faith in, and we'll get to that later. But I've got Andrade for 7.
7. All high numbers on Andrade, who has been used really well since he rejoined AEW for like the 5th time.
Yeah. he doesn't have a flare in his ear anymore, so...
He's or in his better. House.
Or in his pants.
Or in his bed. Yeah. Well, that we know of. I mean, I guess he still could. But anyways.
No
comment. I was leaving that one alone.
Yeah, I'm glad.
That's why I was stopping at pants. And then, you know, Tanner had to just. Yeah, we know what Tanner's thinking about.
He can't. His mother-in-law's there.
He's thinking about Charlotte is what I'm saying. You're thinking about my pain. He's thinking about Charlotte.
Not true, but that's all right.
Dude, I'm just saying Tanner would have to strap a 2x4 to his ass because he'd fall in that son of a bitch.
I'm pretty sure he's quite a bit taller than me, too.
Yeah, Tanner's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's going to strap a 2x4 to that ass.
Yeah,
he'd swallow that up.
That'd be a little problematic.
We'd lose our buddy Tanner, Paul.
Yeah, especially if she locked the figure 6 or whatever she calls it on me. Yeah.
Yeah, you can call 8. You can call whatever you want.
Oh God.
No lies detected. I can't.
Oh,
can't rebuttal that.
What? I mean, where did this go wrong?
The 3 of us are together.
Yeah, you guys added me. That's just you guys. You better rethink your decision 3 years ago.
It's been almost 4 years. We're coming up 4 years. Yeah. The podcast wasn't the same before Shep joined.
No,
for good or for bad, don't know.
I tried to give it a little color,
little zip, little zing.
Yep, exactly.
All right, main event, Shep, you're up.
Mm.
Yeah, get him in a drink. That's how it is.
All right, let's go for a one match that I've been looking forward to for 3 months now. Two of the best tag teams of all time, FTR versus the Bucks for the tag team championship.
And I gotta say, like at first when this was announced, I'm like, we've seen it. I think what four times. Because I think they're tied.
Yeah.
Or but they've done a real good job with this build, making it personal.
Yeah, put that comment up, please. The last comment there.
Potato chips. Aaron Judge is basically Ray Finkel. Great during the regular season, but can't handle the pressure. Don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Angry Ship loves FTR.
I do love FTR.
Stokes but, got no hose. That's accurate.
But you guys are going to be shocked with my pick because I think it's time to move these belts.
Holy shit.
Not that their run has fallen stagnant, because I think the only person made this run entertaining is Stoke in the wheelchair. Okay? So I think it's time to change. I have the Bucks beating FTR for 3 points.
It's the big one.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Well, I agree with you, Shep. It's about time you come to the, you know, dark side and realize that FTR is not the best tag team in the world.
Easy, Mercedes. I mean, Paul.
Britney Spears isn't here.
Potato chips up, Shep. I feel like my heart is being ripped out by you saying that, and I agree.
Exactly. I got the Bucks winning this for two. I'm just in shock. I had nothing to say. I had this whole big thing, and then I lost it all because Shep went with the Bucks over FTR.
I went rogue on you guys. I went
rogue. Yeah. God, you just screwed me up.
Steven says, I like this. Beth Copeland shows up and Stokely runs away. It's a miracle.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious.
And earlier, Steven brought up Cope and Christian show up, costing FTR Bucks win tag team titles. I do think Cope and Christian show up, setting up a tag team title match at Dynasty, because I got FTR retaining for 7 points.
Wow.
Wow. What the?
I think they play dirty, find a way to win, and then Cope and Christian take it off them at Dynasty.
Well, we know what match we got to tune into to see how this plays out.
I'm going to have to get my FTR shirt out of the drawer for Sunday.
I'll have to get my shirt.
Yeah.
I have a Young Buck shirt somewhere.
I have never bought any Young Buck merchandise.
Shep, when's the last time you bought AEW merch? You probably do.
I have an FTR shirt when they debuted. I have an old Sting shirt when he debuted. And I have an Eddie Kingston shirt. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I got myself a Kyle Fletcher hoodie not too long ago around my birthday. That was my latest.
Speaking of Eddie Kingston, I see where he is announced for the ROH versus
the Border Wars, right?
Yeah. ROH versus MLW. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. He's announced he's coming back. So good to see him coming back. Yep.
But this tag match is going to be great. They always are. I just at first I'm like, I remember I was hoping the Rascals would win that match, but the way they've built this, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Paul.
All right. Well, let's stay in the championship picture.
Well, hey Paul, there's three left and two of them are titles. Okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm meaning that one of you two can pick the non-title match.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying. Because I want to talk about Tekla versus Chris Statlander.
Two out of three falls is a stip on this one, which is interesting.
Yes. Now, I'm a big Stat fan. Again, unfortunately, Stat is still trying to find out who she is. Whereas Tekla knows exactly who she is, exactly what her character is. And I
Global
think
Global Wars, not Border Wars. My bad. Global Wars. Border Dude, Wars. That didn't sound right. Else. That didn't sound right. Yeah.
Border Wars is something else that we're not going to get into on this podcast. But
ooh,
anyway.
Isaac says he's going to be there. That'll be awesome, man.
Sweet.
And Ricochet will be there as well.
Oh, and I said MLW. It's MLP. It's Maple Leaf.
I knew what you meant. I thought that's what you said. I didn't catch
it. I said MLW. And yeah. I love that you and I, for the last 2 minutes, have just completely interrupted Paul when he starts to talk. And we just interrupted ourselves.
Well, you know.
Okay. Hey, Paul, it's your turn.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
Oh God!
That was perfect timing.
Oh yeah, I had to there.
Was perfect timing.
You know what the best part about this is?
I'm about ready.
Tanner's
for
the first
drink.
One who did that. I just continued it. Forever ago, Tanner did that before other things happened, and he lost his uncle in his life.
Oh, okay. I get the reference.
Yeah. You remember when, really big throwback that Shep started.
Yeah.
But you used to imitate him doing that. Yeah. So I thought it was time to bring it back. And now look at it. We're going to go viral because of me, because Tanner's too lame to do anything cool these days.
Is that
but anyway? Sure. Sure. Going viral's cool. Why not?
I called him your uncle.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Yeah. Oh, his uncle. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was uncle, maybe stepdad.
No,
it was uncle.
It was uncle. Okay.
It was uncle. Yep. But anyway,
good old days.
I think we are going to have to go through all three pinfalls here. I think Stat will get one pinfall, but Tekla will get two out of three and retain her title. And I am so confident in this. I've got it for 9 points.
You like Tekla's reign so far, Paul?
Yeah.
Shep doesn't.
I don't.
It's been better than what we've seen here lately.
That's what I think too.
Okay, but we're used to, and maybe she's just ruining it for everybody, but we're used to a champion that's on the mic doing unbelievable promos and Toni Storm. Another champion, great on the mic, and Mercedes. I know you love her too, Paul. And this girl hadn't
Hit
said
me,
shit.
Baby, one more time.
This girl hadn't said shit.
And yes, when she has. You don't watch Collision.
Yeah.
You're a good point.
That's
I don't.
The problem.
But when you do see her in these backstage segments, I feel like she's reading off a teleprompter.
That's her.
That's because she's so good.
That's her stablemates.
Yeah. She's so good at talking that it's like she's reading off a teleprompter.
I think Tekla's been awesome on Collision. I'm just pissed that we didn't see her or Stat really on Dynamite. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
The Go Home Dynamite. Right. I'm sure they will on Collision tomorrow night, but Go Home Dynamite, you don't feature the top women's match? I don't understand that at all.
Anyways, I agree with
skipping Tanner.
I'm skipping Tanner.
What points did you have on that, Paul?
Nine.
Okay.
I got six.
At Jericho, nine.
I got six. Paul's got nine.
That's why you wanted to go now, Shep. So you can bring up those numbers together. I haven't been keeping track, Shep. Does Tanner still have his seven left?
Tanner does not have seven left. Tanner put seven on FTR.
That's right. So unfortunately, we can't have a 6-7 in this either.
Sean Martin saying, wishful thinking, but I hope Stat loses because Charlie kicks her in the face.
Okay.
I almost went Stat. I know a lot of people online are going Stat, which I can't figure out.
Because IWC is dumb.
But I think
Tekla's a heel.
This would go to the third match. I'm going Tekla for six. I think it's. I don't know. I don't think this is the title you hot potato.
No.
That's, I mean, Mercedes is going to get it when she comes back.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Has she done shaved her hair?
Yeah, Dakota Kai. Yeah, I was wondering who Sean was referring to as Charlie. That makes sense, Dakota Kai.
Yeah. Yeah, because they just had their match.
Yeah, that makes sense.
bring her in for a one-off, kick her in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, Tanner, you got two left.
I got two left. Well, we got to leave the main event for the main event.
Oh, you're going to let me pick the main event?
Yeah.
You are main event ship. The main event. It's the main event.
I am the main event. I got to put my feet up. You guys are making me tired.
But we are going with everyone banned from ringside is stiff for this one. Timeless Toni Storm against Marina Shafir. These two have been going at it for a while now. I like that Marina's finally getting a one-on-one match on the pay-per-view. But with that said, I'm taking Timeless Toni Storm for four.
Ooh.
This is opening it, isn't it? You think this will be the first one?
Let's discuss that. What opens the show? I don't think this does, but what do you guys think?
I think Mox opens the show.
Okay. No time limit.
It's been going well on Dynamite.
Yeah.
He's been getting really good pops, so the show, I feel like.
Yeah, but here's the problem. No time limit means these guys could go for an hour if they wanted to. Not that they would.
It's 10 matches. It's gonna be a 6-hour pay-per-view to begin with.
Yeah,
but who do you want to follow that match? I mean, I would not want to be the one who came up on the card after Moxley and Takeshita. I'm just saying.
Somebody's got to at some point.
Does it make sense to have Toni Storm and Marina Shafir right after that?
No.
To tie in the
Marina's going to walk Mox to the ring. He's going to hop the guardrail. She's going to slap the shit out of him. And then he's going to go do an hour long, 40 minute long, whatever it is, match. So you're going to see Marina later on in the night.
I kind of think Shep's right. It'll be Mox and Takeshita. I could see the Trios titles match. If I had the pencil, I'm putting Andrade and Bandido. Because I think that'd be a tear the house down match.
Yeah.
Straight bangers back to back.
Don't let them breathe. Yeah. You don't let them believe or
breathe.
Breathe. Mm-hmm. Breathe. I said believe. Mm-hmm. Believe. I remember that. That guy was funny.
He's a little scarier now.
Yeah. He doesn't talk as much.
No.
You can even lead off with Andrade and Bandito and then bring in Mox. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, we know though, women's tag, I got to think, is going to be right before the main event. You got to give Willow and Lena time to recover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 0 hour. So,
but going back to this match,
yep.
I am on the Death Rider wagon.
Yeah, you are.
And I think a loss hurts Marina way more than it hurts Toni Storm. Everybody's going to love Toni Storm no matter. She can lose 10 in a row and we're still going to cheer the shit out of her, right? And she's going to give a backstage promo or a press conference and make us all laugh and lose our shit, right? So Marina Shafir gets this win, 5 points.
5 points.
Wow.
He's got five on it.
I disagree with you, Shep. Again,
that's fine.
A loss wouldn't hurt Toni. You're right. But I think there's been so much momentum behind Toni here lately, especially when it comes to the Death Rider stuff. Marina hasn't lost yet. She's been involved in losses, but on one-on-one, she has not.
I didn't realize that. I believe you, but I didn't realize that.
When's the last time she was a one-on-one on
that's my point.
On national television.
That's my point. She hasn't had one-on-ones. So having her lose here doesn't help or hinder her, in my opinion. So I'm going Toni Storm, but I've only got one on it.
I got Timeless Toni Storm. I already said that for four. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you went first. You picked this.
Well, we went down the rabbit hole. What the opener's going to be. And yeah.
Shit. All right. I know why you're not the CEO of KOP.
Main event time, boys.
Main event time. MJF versus Heyman.
Adam Page in a Texas RIP Terry Funk death match.
Texas Death, the Hangman staple. I do got to say, though, I think Dynamite's been kicking ass. I thought this week's Dynamite was good. Hated the press conference. I respect they tried to do something different. Never do that again.
Did you hear?
That was too Attitude Era-ish.
Yeah. Crowd chanted boring.
Denise Salcedo talk about her experience on Friday. Yeah. She was like, it was different.
Yeah. You knew they were going to brawl out to the crowd and to the arena. You knew that was going to happen. But, like, just go back to the normal face-to-face in the ring or the contract signing or whatever. I appreciate they were trying to do something different. Didn't go well. Don't do that again.
Did not go well.
And they wasted two beers.
Like Isaac said, press conference is terrible.
That's
Shep's takeaway from this.
Just terrible. Alcohol was terrible, wasted. Kenny. Terrible.
Well, I mean, you can't wait. Even Hangman is not for wasting beers, and he wasted two beers.
So I have a friend that's recently got back into wrestling, and I've introduced him to AEW within just the last 3 weeks, and he's really digging it. At first he was just watching WWE, but now he's really digging AEW. And he texted me today. He goes, I think Hangman and MJF have real beef. If not, they deserve an Oscar. I said, I think there's probably some friction between the two a little bit, but they're professional enough to put on stories and matches. So it's been a great rivalry between the two.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I was not looking forward to this when we first found out Hangman was winning, because it's like, or facing MJF, because it's like, you know, we've seen Hangman in the title picture nonstop since COVID.
Yeah. But if he loses, he can never challenge for it again. So he says.
Yeah.
Even though he hesitated when asked.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch that? Yeah. Yeah.
It's There's preferred. Another company he'll go to. He'll follow it's, other people.
No, it's boys. As long as Pepsi Phil's over there, he ain't going there.
Boys, it's professional wrestling.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you say today.
Doesn't matter what your name is. Oh.
It's close.
Yeah. Well, Potato Chip says Hangman wins. Wow.
So main event, you picked this. Who you got? We've been rambling and you've been silent, which is scary.
Well, I was told I never stopped talking.
That's what Darby Allin fan said on YouTube.
Yeah, I hope Darby Allin fan sets himself on fire.
I'd like to see Darby Allin fan do some take some bumps like Darby. That'd be fun.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Hey, May 2nd, I'll get Darby Allin fan to into the ring. Will you teach him how to bump, Paul?
Sure.
All right.
No.
No.
I got a better one for you.
Okay.
There was a guy the last time FWF was in town.
I'm not flipping.
Plug on the house. Look at these Evan Shep.
I'm not flipping you off, Paul. I was flipping off.
I know you're not. What's up, Pluggo? Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, way to be a techie guy, Pluggo.
Anyway.
Inside joke.
Anyway.
Two studs and angry ship. Sorry, Paul. I keep cutting you off. These comments are rolling in.
I haven't been angry all night.
The last time FWF was in town, there was a guy who was as tall, if not taller, than me by the name of Cletus.
McFarlane?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
But this guy.
Cletus as in Luke Gallows?
No, that was Festus.
Oh, Festus.
God, get it right.
Damn it.
God.
You remind me of Festus, Paul.
I can do it.
Oh,
okay. No, that's going to be clipped now, too.
Yeah. Oh, it already is.
Yes, there Cletus we see Farmer. Pluggo knows. Pluggo knows is
Pluggo is plugged into the Indies, okay?
Cletus Farmer, dude is massive, and when he chops, it sounds like somebody is shooting a gun off. You get Darby Allin fan in the ring, I'll get Cletus to chop him.
Well, I mean, Darby Allin fan is the biggest. I can't say that on this podcast, can I? He's the biggest wimp. I was just trying to get him to get in there to take a bump, let alone I don't think he's going to take a chop from a 6'7", 425-pound guy.
He said he'll dominate Cletus.
Okay, never mind. He's in. I will make his ass do it. Next time you see Cletus, you tell him that you got
tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, tell Cletus that.
Can you get him to say something on recording that we could play on here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll try.
And funny thing is, Darby Allin fan works in Warsaw. So.
Darby Allin fan wants to take a step in the ring.
Oh, man. Darby Allin fan, come over to the fairgrounds tomorrow night and you can see Cletus in action.
Oh, wow. I love this. I can't wait. Darby Allin fan will be at the show on May 2nd. That's the best part. So we will definitely include him some point. Did you make a pick yet, Paul? Or is it my pick?
Oh, it's years ago.
Yeah. We went down a rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to see. Doors open at 6 p.m. tomorrow at the fairgrounds. Bell time is 7. So feel free, Darby Allin fan, to swing on by the fairgrounds tomorrow night. And you can see Cletus in action as he teams with Donnie Gunner to take on Casey James and some other guy.
Twinkie Bob?
No.
I just, isn't there a guy that always has Twinkies on your?
Yeah, that is Mr. Fitness Slim Trimmins.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Him and Darby
Allin. J-Rock will be there tomorrow night too.
J-Rock's back. He's still doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I paid J-Rock $20 to chop a guy in the moose, and it was hilarious.
Yes.
I thought
Cletus was one of the guys you tried to get to do it, and he was like, look, I just can't.
Well, obviously he's a chicken. He's a chicken shit. Tell Cletus he's a chicken shit if he's not going to chop.
No. No. I'll play this segment. Can you clip that and send it to me?
Yes.
Cletus, you chicken shit. Chicken shit pussy. There you go. I said it!
We're canceled.
No, we're not. I've said a lot worse on this podcast than that.
Very true.
Who you got? Yep. Back to the actual. What are we doing here?
Main event.
I'm going with the whole. I'm buying into the whole stipulation bullshit. I got Hangman for 2 points.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well.
Now, don't be changing your pick all of a sudden there, Tanner. You're typing awful fast.
Typing it in for you.
Okay.
Well, I'm very confident.
So am I. I've got 8 confidence points on this, if you're doing the math and following along.
You do have an 8 left, Paul.
And you know what? The winner of this match is better than you, Shep. And still... MJF. It's going to go one of two ways for me. He's going to screw me like normal, or he's going to get me a belt.
Correct. Usually a match goes one of two ways. One guy wins or one guy loses. It's one of two ways.
Yeah. But the difference is I'll make it up to Target to pick up that belt.
I'm getting it next week, Jackalope. Even if I lose, which I'm not going to lose Sunday. So, I like Sean Martin's comment here. Swerve and Knight, as in Kevin Knight, will be the reason Paige loses. Last image will be the Elite and Speedball beaten down by Swerve, Knight, and Private Party, the new Mogul Embassy.
I like that. I like that a lot.
That is good. That is good. I do think we're going to get some shenanigans. It's Texas Death. Too early to take the belt off Maxwell Jacob Friedman. He's like me to you guys. He's better than you. And you know it. When it comes to predictions, I'm better than you. And you know it.
Nah.
And I'm taking Maxwell for 10. He's not losing until All In when a certain bruv comes back. in Detroit.
Wow.
Calling my shot.
Wow.
Now, remember that, Shep. When we get there, if it's not MJF and Bruv, I don't think Tanner should get to be involved in the picks. He just vacates the title.
At least I have the balls to make bold predictions way in advance. I don't see any two of you looking into crystal balls and throwing anything out there.
Hey, I said last year Stat was going to be world champion in 2026. And guess what? Stat was champion in world in 2026. So, ha.
I've already made predictions for the Tokyo Dome, dummy.
You said Tokyo Dome.
Oh, God. Chip wants one of those Tokyo Dome ice cream sandwiches that went viral.
Yeah.
Shep just wants the Tokyo Dome.
I had something built up there, but I can't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, please.
Don't.
You've behaved decently well tonight.
Me.
Well, I'm gonna get going.
Yeah. No. Stop.
There's two things in this world that really get Shep going. Mama Wayne and the Tokyo Dome. And they both cause the same reaction for him.
Ooh, me love Mama Wayne.
Isaac said he's here for Elite vs. Mogul Embassy of Blood and Guts.
Yeah.
See, we're already dreaming this faction up that hadn't even happened yet.
Yeah, this faction is not even close.
I love it. Close. Oh, I think he's getting a Mogul Embassy back together. Just a different version, way better than what he originally had with freaking
Trench.
Parker Boudreaux and Trench.
Trench.
Freaking Trench. Hey, but speaking of predictions, I did want to see how our year end predictions are aging. So for the AEW World Champion, I said Kyle Fletcher. I still feel good about that. Shep said Ospreay, and Paul said MJF. All three good ones.
All three still in the game.
MJF got it too early, though. That's the problem. He's not going to be champion at the end of the year.
You said he'd have it all year long.
No, I said he'd win it summertime.
I thought you had him winning at World's End and then keeping it.
No, I'm not that brave.
No, not Paul.
We all agreed with the women's title, Mercedes. I still think we're going to be right there.
Yeah, I don't want to be, but we don't need somebody who's going to have an emotional breakdown every time they lose as a champion.
The unified, because at the time it was a unified, there wasn't continental or international. Paul had Takeshita, Shep had Claudio. I had Jay White, which I'm not liking my pick there.
That's why I don't think Takeshita wins it this weekend. Because we'll get it this summer, then we'll unify it again, and he'll go out of 2026 is the unified champion.
TBS title, I had Megan Bang. Don't feel too bad about that. Paul's Alex Windsor. I actually really like that.
Yeah.
Shep, Tay Mello. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Tay's going to get anything.
She's going to make a comeback this summer.
The TNT.
She just made a comeback, and where'd she go?
Her and Anna Jay are nowhere to be found.
AJ. Yeah.
TNT which title. Sucks. Paul went with the leader of the ops, Hook. Tanner and Shep both said Kevin Knight. I like that.
Kevin Knight's a future star. Really is.
The national championship, Paul went with Jack Perry. I think Jack wins it before then. Shep went with Gabe Kidd now. That's more realistic now that Gabe's all elite. And I went with Bandido. Women's tag team titles. Paul and I both went Sisters of Sin.
Still possible.
Shep went with Red Velvet and Lila Gray. That's a bold one.
That's a bold one. They're doing good work in ROH. I was going to say
they're doing real good in ROH.
Yeah, so we got time to promote them.
The tag team titles for the men's, I think we're all off right now. Shep and Paul both have the Outrunners.
And to be fair, I said they're not going to win it till December. November or December.
You did. I have Jurassic Express, which that's not happening because Luchasaurus is on the shelf and Jack's doing just fine by himself. So
Jack shouldn't have gotten back with him.
And then the trios. Paul has the Bang Bang Gang.
Yeah.
Which they need if they're healthy, that's a great pick.
Even though now we got like the Dogs and the Rascals. I mean, there's teams now that make a lot of sense. We didn't know that at the time.
Right.
I picked the Elite. Guess still can happen. And Shep went with the Dark Order.
We'll see a resurgence, hopefully, from those guys.
I know. That's how they're aging. So not too bad yet, but we're only in March.
So join the Dark Order.
No, I refuse. Got some comments here. Potato Chips, Angry Shep and Cletus versus Darby Allin Fan handicap match at FWF Mayday 2026. I got 10 points on Darby Allin Fan.
Wow. Wow.
I'll take Cletus McFarlane as my partner.
Darby Allin Fan. Shep, do you think MJF as AEW World Champion makes the title feel bigger because of his character work, or does the belt need more frequent defenses right now?
Where the fuck did he pull that out of his ass?
Good question, Shep. But
he Googled it.
He did.
He
is a king of AI, so that's definitely an AI question.
Hey, but it's a good discussion.
It is a good
question.
It is a good discussion. And MGF will always be known for his on-mic work to elevate any title. And no, I don't think he needs more frequent defenses because he does such good work on the mic. And then when he does do his one title defense a month or every other month, he goes in the ring and puts on a hell of a show. So, I think the title will always be bigger when it's on his shoulder, when he's on the mic, compared to when he's just wrestling. He's not going to be a Mox and wrestle every week. That's not his deal.
And what I love about MJF being world champ right now, he's doing media tour all over the place.
God. I mean, he's always on something.
I know never say never in wrestling. I'd be surprised if he leaves AEW ever.
Yeah.
It's tattooed on the back of his leg.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And like we said, Shep, last week, if it ever comes just to money, Tony Khan's not getting outbid for MJF.
No. And you know, on the does it need more title defenses right now? Okay, to be fair, since winning that title, he has defended it more than some other champions. That's all I'm saying. Not only in AEW, but in other companies as well.
Potato Chip said there used to be world championship matches on Monday Night Raw, aka the good old days. Well, back in the Attitude Era, people forget that title was hot potato. I think one year it changed hands like 8 times.
Well, it had to be because they were going against Nitro.
Yeah.
So they had to have a reason to draw somebody away from Nitro.
Yep, until Hogan started throwing chair shots, then it was just, okay, we don't even have to do anything. We're going to win.
That and Paul's uncle.
Uncle Paul's Eric? Vince?
Paul's uncle Vince.
Vinny Russo.
Vinny Russo started putting himself on TV.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
No.
We really need to do a watch-along. I know we're an AEW podcast. We need to do a watch-along of an event of WCW 2000 sometimes, just to laugh.
Oh, God. So I got a question for you guys.
I'm in. We should pull a Monday night Nitro from what late 99, early 2000. It could be comical. Yeah. We would all need to have a buzz before we started, though. Come on, bro. He does.
Oh, my God. He doesn't ever have a word.
Dumbass Potato Chip knows that Vince says bro.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you give Potato Chip enough credit for being a wrestling fan.
Okay, so.
No, I don't. I'm not going to.
Isaac said he's here for a watch along.
So let me, Tanner, you probably.
Oh, water's all around. This. Sounds like a good time.
That could be fun.
I don't remember this, but it came up on my the book they call Face feed. A storyline between Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, where Hogan and the audience, obviously watching on TV, were the only ones who could see Warrior for a while
in the mirror. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Halloween Havoc 98. Yeah. I don't remember at the time, but I've watched it since.
See, I don't remember that at all, but I was looking at that going, what the fuck were they thinking?
Oh my God, he's in the wall.
Yeah.
That's what Heenan said, I think, on commentary.
Yes. Yeah, because at that point commentary could see him, the audience could see him, Hogan could see him, but Bischoff could not.
Because when Warrior came back, he debuted at the United Center, and I think he went 20 minutes over his allotted time, screwed the whole show up. And ramble about nothing.
Probably.
What Halloween Havoc was it when Hogan pushed the Giant off the top of the building?
I think that was 96 with the monster trucks.
With the monster trucks. Okay. Yeah. I remember Hogan. Yeah.
And then Giant beat him, yeah. I think.
Yeah, so he fell off a skyscraper. How did he beat him?
So did Aleister Black and Rey Mysterio in 2020 off the top of Titan Towers.
Yeah, they should have been dead.
And Rey lost an eye too.
Well, it was COVID.
Oh, yeah, I remember when Ray, you know, Ray's whole eye just like, it's hanging out here, yeah. You know.
Two weeks later,
it's been like nothing ever happened.
You know, COVID was a different era. We gave them different rules. But but back in 96 and 98, that was different, you know. You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in COVID, you know, they'd go to a commercial break and everybody'd stop and stand around and catch their breath.
Yeah, well.
AEW wasn't, though.
No,
good boys, you're forgetting. We're not. We shouldn't call it COVID. We should call it the China flu.
Yeah, somebody ate a bat somewhere.
I'm trying to get some people riled up. You know that.
You're good at that.
China flu.
Britney Spears, TBS champion.
Hey, Britney Spears got a DUI. 2 weeks ago, I saw.
I feel like we're back.
Yeah, it's like the 2000s again.
Britney Spears got DUI. Shia LaBeouf arrested. A scary movie's coming out. What else we got? Randy Orton's competing for the world title.
Sting just came out.
Sting just went for 2 trademarks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're in a war with Iran. I mean, it's 06 all over again.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, never mind.
Stop ship.
Oh,
stop.
I said
Kurt Cobain
never
didn't
mind.
Kill himself.
What?
And Kurt Cobain didn't unalive himself.
Okay.
Did you?
I don't know.
Heard that?
I don't know.
I know the conspiracy theory is.
I don't know.
No,
they found proof.
Specialist ran stuff, and they said there's no way he could have done it. He did not commit suicide.
Who was it? Courtney Love? She do it?
Look, I'm not saying it was her.
But you're not saying it wasn't.
If she didn't do it, she knows who did.
Okay. Then she dead?
No.
I thought she was.
I don't think so.
She tried to kill her. I mean,
she
did a lot more extracurricular activities than all of us combined.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. She's still alive. She's 61.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I bet she looks rougher than an old catcher's mitt.
That is great. I love that. That was good.
Well, I mean, the old catcher's mitt could be referred to something else, but we weren't going to go there.
Smart. Any final thoughts around Revolution?
Good Lord.
Tie this back in.
I mean, come on. Can you imagine? Can you imagine taking some rando home and you look down there and go, holy shit, that looks like an old catcher's mitt.
Revolution looked to be a great pay-per-view.
I'm
really looking forward to Revolution. The build for this has been really good. Even things thrown together quickly have had a nice build to it. Apart, of course, you know, not having the women on Dynamite this week, but Revolution.
Whatever you say, Paul.
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody that might be tuning in to their first episode of KOP ever.
Oh, sorry. That was funny. It got me going.
I'm trying to help you, Tanner, and bring it back to Revolution.
We're too far gone.
I know, but I'm watching Paul's face as I'm laughing, and he's trying to keep the shit together, which makes me laugh even more. Sorry. All right, yeah. No more catcher mitt talk. Bless her heart.
I think I need to mute Chef's mic.
No, I'm good. All right. Back to Revolution build. Hell of a build, Paul.
Yeah.
Cancellation coming soon.
No, just loss of viewers and listeners and ratings down the tank.
It's okay. The main event network loves us.
For now.
Oh,
give him time.
Kyle, we're
give
sorry.
Him time. Yeah, Kyle's having a good time at Warrior Wrestling tonight. So.
Hey, Warrior Wrestling coming to South Bend, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're all going, right?
When is that?
It's in May.
I know.
23rd.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on. I looked it up the other day. I want to say it's not May 2nd because May 2nd is wrestling in Rochester, Indiana.
Yeah, May 23rd is now main event. Saturday night's main event in Fort Wayne. Night before Double or Nothing in Queens.
See, that's shit. How you got to justify this, Tanner.
Drive. Oh, Tanner's got to go. It's ridiculous. I wish it was AEW. I'm a bigger AEW fan, but as a pro wrestling fan, it's literally a 20-minute drive for me across town. Like, I got to go.
Look, we've got, what, a week until tickets go on sale?
Yeah, unless you can play the long game on them.
Well, I know, but I'm saying until they go on sale.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested to see, and you'll get in there faster than any the other two of us because we actually have lives and jobs that require us to do things other than you. You know, on Fridays, you don't do anything. You host a 30-minute show and then go sit in an office for the rest of the day.
Wow. Today, I didn't either. I did not.
Yeah,
host,
I know.
I tuned in
just for you, and you weren't even there. I was disappointed.
Not today.
May 15th, Friday, May 15th, Warrior Wrestling, Hallowed Grounds, comes back to the Bendix Arena inside the Century Center in South Bend, Indiana. We'll see you there.
Maybe.
If we were all going, that would have been the perfect way to end the podcast.
We got to talk about AEW in the podcast. I mean,
yeah.
I know. We'll see you there. We're done.
And you got to do your outro in the podcast.
I know.
Which you've made me do the last few weeks, and I suck at it. So, but anyway, I'm pumped for Revolution. First pay-per-view for AEW of the year. It's always Revolution always delivers. It's one of their stronger pay-per-views of the year. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of good stories coming out heading into Dynasty next month, I think, out of this pay-per-view.
All right. I got one more rabbit hole for us.
Oh, okay.
Does Mania feel as special as it used to?
No.
Nope. We talked about this last week. Nope.
Nope.
Two nights has ruined it. Two nights has ruined
it. I think two nights, yeah, has ruined it. But I also think taking it back to the same town.
That's stupid. Stupid.
Is
the next year they're taking it out of the country.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I mean, I was listening to Off the Ropes with Coachman and Bishop Dyer. And one of my favorite combos, by the way.
I like Bishop, Coach.
Coach is a WWE homer.
Yeah, him and I got into it on X about a month or two ago. So
you did. And he is very opinionated. And you know, I love that Bishop called him out this week because he was doing the Arnold Palmer he does golf commentary, and so he couldn't do Thursday, Friday. And he came back Tuesday, and Bishop called his ass out for it. Oh, you're good enough to do us on a day because there's no golf, which I think was hilarious. But again, he's doing golf this week for the Players Championship as coach. He does the ESPN betting channel, yep, which is very odd. They don't really advertise it, but it's out there. Anyways, he was talking about how as of Tuesday – there's only 35,000 tickets sold on a 70,000 person venue. We're five weeks out, Tanner.
I think yeah.
We're five. Okay. That's awful. They're banning watch along watch parties in Vegas.
They did the same thing for Chamber in Chicago. That's just dumb.
Yeah, because they're not selling tickets. Mm-hmm. So it all comes down to is, look, you know, there's people that, like, their yearly vacation is to Mania.
100%.
Okay, oh, yeah.
So last year they spent their wad. They went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Why go again this year?
They were saving up because there looks we're going to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And then New Orleans.
Which everybody has said is one of the best places for Mania.
Oh, yeah. It always delivers.
I've been to New Orleans. Not my favorite city.
I never have. So
I didn't go there for wrestling. I went there to other stuff. Anyways.
Sure. Booze and beads.
Beads, booze, and cars. Yeah, it was actually the National Dealers Convention there. Anyways, I can see people saying, screw it. I'm going to save my money up, and I will, A, go to Saudi, or B, I'm going to save it up in 2 years, you know,
wherever the hell it is.
Wherever it's at, I'll buy a better seat, and I'll buy a better hotel room, or I'll go for a whole week, and, you know, I just – look, Vegas is fun. Don't get me wrong. Vegas was fun in my 20s.
Hey, it's more expensive now than ever.
Oh, yeah. Vegas was fun in my 20s. We could go out there. Food was cheap. You would gamble. Food was cheap. Hotels room were cheap. And then that's the complete opposite now. Food's expensive. Hotel rooms are expensive. And then obviously gambling's gambling. There's no deals to go to Vegas anymore.
Don't gamble, folks.
Yeah, don't do it. It's bad.
Gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly.
PSA from KOP. And
unless you're down, if you're down, press hard because you'll eventually come back. Eventually,
we do not condone Chip's thoughts.
I'm an awful gambler, by the way, but I fucking press and press, press, and eventually you'll win. But yeah, I've been to Vegas all my 20s and 30s, and right now there was a National Chevrolet Convention there this week. I did not. I sent my dad. I was like, look, you're going. I would rather go golf trips to Florida than to spend 3 days in Vegas.
He went?
I sent his ass from Florida.
I'm surprised he went.
He had a choice. He didn't have a choice since I booked a golf trip 2 weeks ago and I couldn't leave. And I leave next Wednesday to go to Florida back again to see him. So
okay.
I was like, I'll go. But I was like, I'll be gone. I'll be off of work for basically like 4 weeks.
Ah, so you didn't have a choice.
And he's like, you're an asshole. I'll go. It's like, perfect, Pops. I'm sick of Vegas. So that's just my feel. I feel like I'm going to watch WrestleMania this year.
I will too.
Because it's WrestleMania.
Yeah. But.
But I think I'm only watching night two. I think I'm only watching Sunday.
I'll tune into both nights, but I mean, Randy and Cody are two of my Mount Rushmore favorites of all time. So,
but I don't even have the app right now.
I know. We talked about that.
Yeah. So it's like, if I'm going to do it, I think I'm only going to do it Sunday night. It's my tradition. Yep. Large local Nubiano's pie. And in WrestleMania, that's my afternoon, but
yep.
And starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon now. I believe
pre-show, I think.
Yeah, they're 2 hour pre-show, and then
I don't think the events start. I think the events start like 7 or 8.
I thought
the two nighter.
All right, well, we're gonna go to Uncle Google on this one.
But Isaac here said MJF just announced Revolution is sold out. That is awesome. That means they sold more tickets compared to last year, which is a good sign.
Oh, 2:30 PST, so 5:30 our time.
So yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. 3:30 to 4:30 Eastern Standard Time is what the kickoff is.
Yeah.
So main card, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Any final thoughts, fellas, before we let Paul wrap it up?
Revolution.
Wow, look at your Sunday. Come
be
see.
Be sure to turn into Revolution.
All right. Now taking the stage, Mercedes on deck. Never mind.
Cinnamon.
On deck, Cinnamon. Make sure to tip your waitresses. They're out there working hard for you tonight.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah, Mercedes is taking. Never mind. Nope. Not doing it. Nope.
Sorry, Mercedes Monet. It's just when I used to do that voice, you know, on the weekends for a job, that was a very common name. Mercedes and Cinnamon, you know. Usually Cinnamon had red hair too, Paul, just to let you know. Never mind.
Mercedes and a white couch. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, Revolution is Sunday, and it looks like it's going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be a banger.
Hope it's Scotch Garden. It's a white couch.
Banger. Big needy man. Big needy man slapping each other.
Oh, you guys are immature. there's nobody still watching, right? They've all had to be like,
we're down to five. We're down to five. If you're still watching, you're a true one.
We appreciate you.
Yeah,
we love everybody who's still watching. Thank you so much.
Now we're down to four. Up with our crap.
Thanks for putting up with our crap. It's absolutely TVMA rated some days when Shep's on here.
Yeah. Hey, we don't charge you for it. So
yeah, you know what's funny? When it's Paul and I, we don't have an explicit rating usually.
No, never. We didn't start having an explicit rating until Shep joined.
That's on me. It's accountability hand right here. Accountability hand. I take accountability.
Because Shep is the explicit. The explicit.
It's true.
You can buy that shirt. Can you still buy that shirt, Tanner?
Yeah. Where can you buy that shirt at?
KickingOutShop.com. It's your place to go for a bunch of great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. Tanner's going to get it brought up here for you. There we go. KickingOutShop.com. You can get a main event Shep shirt. You can get the explicit right there. Look at that bad boy.
That's
got sizes, all sorts of sizes there. I can't read the fine print, so just look at the sizes that are there. You can get the ECW inspired KOFNP coffee mug. You can get a mug with our mugs on it for some reason. I don't know why, but
hey, it has been bought.
It has been bought. I got one that you look at every day.
Beautiful. I don't know why you want to look at our mugs. You can get a Mountain Dew Paul shirt. Support my Mountain Dew addiction by buying a Mountain Dew Paul shirt, available in white and black. You can get a main event Shep shirt. Don't know why you'd want to support him, but he's a good guy overall, believe it or not.
I am Main Event Network Shep.
I got myself a 1-2 Kicking Out shirt on the way.
Nice, nice. Since you are the one who reminds us that, you know, we kick out at 2. Never kick out at 1. Wait till 2.
Yes.
It builds tension.
You can rest.
We've got all sorts of fantastic stuff there. So head on over to kickingoutshop.com. Pick up some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. And speaking of heading over to kickingoutshop.com, you can also go to prowrestlingtees.com when it loads, because it's slower than Kicking Out Shop. But you can search up Kicking Out Podcast on there, and you can get, you know, classic shirts like I've got on tonight, and all sorts of different things. You can get one that I'm waiting on the letter from Taz for our orange shirt there. Hey, that gray one's the one I have on tonight. Look at that. You can match me. Not that you'd want to, but... But it's prowrestlingtees.com. Search up Kicking Out Podcast. And you never know. You got to follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod, because we may just run random discounts at some point in the near future. And you'd have to follow us on social media to do that.
And a lot of times, Pro Wrestling Tees has promos going on, but right now the promo's 25% off AEW merch with code REV26.
There you go, for Revolution this Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
But be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media. And even though it's not up there yet, we are on TikTok as well, so you can follow along. Get in the comments on there as well. Like those videos as well. There's some people on there who say some pretty interesting things that you guys might
like. That's on all across the board on social media.
Yeah, yeah. But, just search at Kicking Out Pod on all social media. Isaac, thanks so much for the love.
Yeah, thanks for being a real one, man. You've been here over an hour and 24. You were in the comments before it started. So
yeah, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. Be sure to follow us on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so you get notified every time we drop anything new on YouTube. And be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And leave us that 5-star review. One, because we are 5-star KOP. And two, that really helps us get up those rankings.
Five.
Okay, Booker T.
He can count to five.
And he can probably do Steiner math, too, because he's got the same amount of brain cells. Wow.
He did go to a Big Ten institution like I did, so okay.
Yeah, well, you know, and then Roy took over.
I probably went to class more than he did, though.
He had freaks nine days a week, baby.
That's true. A little more than me.
Yeah, you had none.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow, you call me the Stokely of the pod? Ow!
You are Stokely. Anyway. Leaving us that 5-star review helps us grow, helps us get more eyes on us. So like, comment, share on all social media. Be sure to follow us on all social media. You can follow Main Event Shep at the Shep 27. Follow Tanner Lee at Tanner Lee 92. And be sure to follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next time as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!